This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his government has made achievements in various development indicators. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat seeks collective efforts to resolve country's economic problems. Health Ministry directs all health service providers to ensure free treatment to financially backward people. And U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol secure landmark deal to protect South Korea with U.S. nuclear power. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said Nepal has secured achievements in the development index, basically in education, health, drinking water, inclusion, environment conservation and social security indicators. In his address to a program in Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said despite quality changes in some sectors, the country continued to face challenges for increasing production and industrialization to create employment. He said trade deficit remained as one of the challenges for economic development due to a widening gap between the imports and exports. The Prime Minister admitted that youth migration was increasing in absence of sufficient job opportunities within the country. He added that the government was effortful to increase the capital expenditure and accelerate important development projects. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has sought collective efforts to resolve the problems seen in the country's economy. The Finance Minister made the remark while responding to the queries of lawmakers of the National Assembly raised on the proposal of urgent public importance that aims to improve economy. Finance Minister Mahat said he was effortful to make the economy dynamic. He also committed to putting government's all efforts to bring economic reforms by keeping the people at centre. The finance minister also apprised the session that the government had taken initiation to increase investment in the areas of agriculture, tourism, energy and infrastructure development. The proposal about formulating short-term, mid-term and long-term policies and plans and implementing them effectively to strengthen economy was presented before the Upper House session yesterday. Taking part in deliberations over the proposal, lawmakers said the status of citizens had not bettered despite political changes. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Home Affairs Narinkaji Srestha has said the citizenship-related problems would be addressed in consensus among all political parties. Addressing the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha said citizenship to all Nepalese could be ensured through consensus among all the political parties. Responding to lawmakers' queries, Deputy Prime Minister Srestha said the culprit involved in the murder of Neera Pandey would be made public soon. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha added that the government had been sincerely working to formulate laws to address the problems faced by loan-sharking victims. Deputy Prime Minister Srestha also condemned the incident of vandalism at a program in Chapa involving CPNUML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli. Minister Srestha informed the House that a person involved in vandalism was arrested. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजी
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजी
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटीसी को सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटीसी को डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. President Ramchandra Podal's health is improving gradually, as per doctors involved in his treatment at AIIMS, New Delhi. He was initially receiving treatment at Trivan University Teaching Hospital, but went to India based on doctors' suggestions after his condition did not improve. The President's Secretariat expressed concern over misleading information on social media regarding his foreign visit, treatment and incentives received by his family members. The Secretariat has also thanked all those wishing good health to the President. The parties in New Alliance today will forward their claim to form a new government in Lumbini Province. The Alliance has submitted the claim for the provincial government, proposing Nepali Congress leader Dilip Bahadur Chaudhary as the chief minister. After province chief Amik Serchan called for the formation of new government, the eight-party alliance came together for the formation of the new government. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed all the health service providers to abide by the Health Institution Operation Standards 2077 Bikram Samvat. Issuing a circulation yesterday, the ministry asked all government, private and community health institutions, medical colleges and academies to provide free health services to the patients who are helpless and financially backward. The circulation, signed by the Joint Secretary at the Health Ministry, also directed the health institutions to display their patient charters, displaying rates for the services at the front of the institutions. The ministry also asked the health institutions not to collect parking fees from patients and relatives and provide minimum wages to their employees. More than 400 climbers have taken permission to climb Mount Everest in this spring season this year. According to the Department of Tourism, 463 mountaineers of 42 expedition teams have taken permission to ascend Everest this season. The government has collected 737,400,000 rupees revenue while issuing Everest expedition permits. The Embassy of Nepal in London, along with the UK's Foreign Commonwealth and Development Office and the British Library, on Tuesday commemorated the 100th anniversary of Nepal-United Kingdom Treaty of Friendship. The event showcased historical materials related to Nepal and Nepal-United Kingdom relations. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel highlighted the growth of the relationship in the past century and its expansion into development partnership, trade and investment, tourism, diasporas, British Gurkhas and other areas. British Minister of State in the Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Office, Anna Marie Trevelyan, pledged support for Nepal's sustainable economic development and graduation from the status of least developed country. Ambassador of Nepal to the United Kingdom, Gyan Chandra Acharya, and head of collections at the British Library, Ersis Mazda, also spoke on the occasion. The Embassy of Nepal thanked the British Library for preserving and digitizing historical materials from Nepal. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Now an international update. US President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol have secured a landmark deal which includes plans to periodically deploy US nuclear-armed submarines in South Korea. Washington has also agreed to involve South Korea in its planning for the use of nuclear weapons against North Korea. In return, South Korea has agreed not to develop its own nuclear weapons. The deal, called the Washington Declaration, will strengthen the allies' cooperation in deterring a North Korean attack, according to President Biden. Now, general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Paschim Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says his government has made achievements in various development indicators. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat seeks collective efforts to resolve country's economic problems. Health Ministry directs all health service providers to ensure free treatment to financially backward people. And U.S. President Joe Biden and South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol secure landmark deal to protect South Korea with U.S. nuclear power. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.